From a city perspective, the Palace Theater is the cornerstone of our downtown.
Lockport Common Council President David Wolleben is also the treasurer of the Palace Theater. According to the Greater Lockport Development Corporation, it draws nearly 85,000 people a year and pumps about $2.5 million into the local economy.
I wonder what Lockport would look like if the Palace Theater were not here as far as events that go on, because I would say probably 50% of things that happen in the downtown area, the Palace is involved in some way.
And Wolleben says further upgrades will only grow the importance of the theater. Board President Ellen Schratz says the Palace opened in 1925 as an A-rated movie theater, which, unlike several B-rated movie theaters in the city, the Palace could show first-run movies.
And it's a grand old theater. They spared no expense. It was the gem of the city, and it's sort of like a little chaise.
But like many old theaters, the Palace fell on hard times in the 1960s, and Schratz says it was almost demolished. In 2003, she was part of a group that formed a nonprofit that raised $300,000 to buy the Palace with the goal of maintaining the historic landmark.
We had no idea what we were doing, and we're really happy that we're still here because we sort of figured it out. We thought we could put in a VHS tape in the VCR and show movies, and not true.
Executive Director Christopher Parada is in his 13th year at the theater.
You started with nothing. You know, this wasn't where it was a fully functional theater and there's millions of dollars coming in and you're getting all the state funding and stuff. You didn't have anything.
But with lots of sweat equity and various grants, Schratz says they've come a long way.
We have our own in-house production company. We do live musicals and plays. We do dance recitals. We do mayoral inaugurations. Lots of schools have their plays and musicals here. It's just really become a hub of the community.
In fact, Parada says now, even if the building's not open to the public, they're busy behind the scenes about 360 days a year. He says the ongoing restoration takes a lot of planning and costs a lot of money.
The ideal thing is to, of course, restore this back to its original beauty, but you have to go with modern times a little bit too, you know, lighting and sound, even with the decor, balancing it, you know, keeping that historic aspect of it, but behind the scenes, make it a little modern.
There's a new reproduction of the large original crystal chandelier out in the lobby. And backstage, we head downstairs to the recently updated dressing room.
So originally, right here was a tunnel, and the tunnel went all the way across the street, so that actors and actresses could sneak out and not have to deal with the paparazzi, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. When we redid this all, we boarded that up. So, yeah, so it was great. We, you know, all new flooring, drop ceiling, all new doors, paint.
Up at the top of the balcony.
Yeah, so this is the projection room. So this is our digital projector.
The $100,000 machine's dwarfed by the old-style movie projector and the large empty film reels next to it. Marketing Director Lizzie Schratt says the state-of-the-art projector can show open caption movies.
On the screen, the captions will show up, so that's one way that we've worked to become more inclusive for all community members. So either if you're part of the deaf or hard of hearing community, or maybe English as a second language, you can come here and enjoy those movies.
And to engage youth in the community, during summer they have theater school. Lizzie Schratt says over the past 10 years, about 400 kids have gone through the program.
It's been really nice, too, to see these kids come and they do theater school for 3 years and then they go into our bigger shows.
With 1,000 seats, Parada says the Palace has one of the largest houses in the area.
We have a big space. I mean, you can see the proscenium. It's huge. So when we put on live shows or concerts, things like that, we have to fill it. So we get really creative, which is fun. But we can do something a little bit more than maybe a smaller theater company in Buffalo could do.
Parada says the key to making it all happen is over 200 volunteers who he says are really all working for the good of the community.
You know, on a Friday or Saturday night, we have 1,000 people here. They're going to go to a restaurant, you know, before or after a show. They're going to grab a drink, get gas, or go to the store. They're going to go for ice cream. That's something that we're providing and helping businesses, and we've been doing it since 1925.
And he says there's a lot more to come. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.